We have three more paragraphs relating to the sugya of preparing cooking for a non-Jew. We know this is a very important halacha, so you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to your home for a Yom Tov meal, because the gzeres shema yarbe b'shvila, because you may come to cook more for the non-Jew, and that is forbidden. Ach asher yeochel chol nefesh hu levada yoseh lochem v'loy la'akum. You're not allowed to cook, do the melacha of bishul for a non-Jew on Yom Tov no matter what. Therefore, even if you cook for yourself, not for the non-Jew, and you have extra, you have more food than you need for yourself, so you want to invite a non-Jew to dine with you, that is forbidden. Because by inviting him to come and eat by you, even though you're telling yourself that you're not cooking for him, you may by mistake come and cook a little bit more. Mimarbe bishviloi. Okay, we'll recap in a few moments. Let's just finish up the last few halachas on page Ayin Aleph, Ois Tess. We're up to Ois Tess. It's going to discuss about animals. Someone actually asked me yesterday, he works through the fizzle here. We also did learn, yes, it is an exception. The exception is that for your servants, the person has a maid, the person has an eved. I don't even know if a maid really is called a servant. Okay, it says, Avodim Ushvachis. Can you call today? Let's say you have hired help. A person today has a... Okay, you have a very large family, and you have someone that's going to help out in the house. Are they allowed to eat with you? Could very well be that that's not really what Chazal called an Eved and a Shifcha. Eved and a Shifcha are people who are Avodim Kananim, Shvachos, they're your property. No one owns servants. So I'm not even sure if you have hired help, if even they are allowed to eat normally on Shabbos, so you let your hired help also sit down and eat something. But on Yom Tov, it's not so clear that it's permitted to let them eat together with you, or even privately in the kitchen, because the gzera shema yarbe b'shvila. Let's just read further. Yesh ois tes yesh mish oimed zeh shehit sheitanu litin al avod mushvachas kishim malei ba'isa kidera. This that we learned yesterday, that you are allowed to serve your servants food, provided that the food that they are eating comes from the same pot of food that you are eating from, because then we learned that's not called that. Then we're matir, because then even if you're adding more food into the pot, the extra food you add into the pot enhances the flavor of the food which you yourself eat. That was the heter, but you're not allowed to make for them a special independent pot of meat. This that we learned, that you're allowed to go to give avodim shvachas kishmale avoyis hakedera zer bebishul only when it comes to cooking, but when it comes to baking, so we learn baking, if you add more bread to the oven, the extra bread you add into the walls of the oven is not going to enhance your bread. Avol bepas also laharbos b'shvilam pas betanur dekol achas he mimlocha b'fnei atzmo. Each one is independent. So therefore, bavade kain, who that is correct, the kain is far bechaygav the besim tof kof gimel the yeshchulik bein bishul liafiyam mitam ze ayin sham the ein lachilam elam yishiyah hapas sheofal liatzmo. The only bread that you can give your servants is from a slice of the actual loaf of bread that you are eating from. Because if you make one loaf of bread, so that's permitted. You want to give them a slice from the loaf of bread, that's not called that you've made for them anything special. That's permitted. Achvar nitzpar sham the alpi roiv gam anachnu efim me'erv yamtif. Most of the time we bake erv yamtif. Because of Avinu Ramah b'sif alif the yishol ha'ifem etanu shel eni yehudi v'tzoch lost. We actually did this yesterday. Most of us bake erv yamtif. V'tzoch lost say slow ba'ad ze pas echad lo. If you have to go bake, if you do not have your own oven, and you have to go bake in a communal oven, an oven that is owned by a non-Jew, and the way you pay the non-Jew for the use of his oven is by giving him a piece of bread, a loaf of bread. So then you have a problem, because if you're going to go on Yom Tov, you're going to bake bread, and you're going to go and give him one loaf of bread as payment, so it comes out that you're actually baking for the non-Jew. So the solution is, you should not designate which loaf of bread will be the property of the guy. You just bake all the loaves of bread. One more time, the Yisrael ha'ifeh betanu shal'in Yehudi v'tzach los islo ba'ad zeh. As payment for using his oven, pass a loaf of bread echad. Lo yichel loy echad koydem afe. You should not designate which loaf will be his property before the baking. Shazer pass itin loy. The imkain oife pass zeb bishvi loy. That's going forbidden. Aelo yeofe stam. You should bake stam. The itin loy acha kach echad mehem ad kal lashami pashahu. When you bake, just bake stam. And then when you finish baking, you can give him one loaf of bread as payment, as long as it's not been designated in advance.
Giving salad.
Salad?
So salad.
There's no bishul. I don't know. L'chari, it's okay, right? L'chari, you're not giving him. You're not asking him to eat meat. L'chari, it should be okay. I don't know for sure. It sounds like it's okay. I'm assuming. I don't know. We'll summarize some of the halachas at the end. Basically, it's always a problem. People do it. The heter is mishum eva. I think I saw. The heter is only at night. In other words, if you have to invite a guy to your suda, you should invite him at night, not by day. The first night, because the food that's made at night is usually always prepared by day. The first night of Yom Tov. The second night of Yom Tov, it doesn't make a difference. But the first night of Yom Tov, like the first Seder, people invite goyim. So what's the heter? Mishum Eva. Or there's another heter of Kiruv. Let's say you have a couple that's intermarried. So there's always hope that maybe the goy will convert. So it's a Kiruv program. So Kiruv is
not...
It's Kiruv, and also, now again, no matter what you're doing, it is categorically forbidden on Yom Tov to cook for the goy. That's a given. That you're never allowed to do. The cooking has to be done before Yom Tov. Whenever you're going to, when you have a situation where you have no choice, a goy is going to be coming to your meal for whatever reason, Mishum Eva, or I don't know what this, whatever the situation is, they have just no choice. All of the cooking has to be done before Yom Tov. There is absolutely no heter whatsoever to cook on Yom Tov for a goy itself. I have no choice. The goy has to come. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he writes about that when he grew up in Europe, goyim came. Goyim invited goyim to the first seder, and he says, why was Mishum Eva? What about Bishul for the goy? So the very makbid to do everything before Yom Tov, and the gedolim were matin. So you see, from time immemorial, there was a heterim to invite a goy to a seder, but that's only the first night. Or maybe the second night, you have to prepare everything in advance, and the night you're not going to be serving him. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to warm up? You can't warm up. Not a warm up for the goy. It's the same thing. So it's always going to be a big problem. All right. In any event, I try to find it. I looked online. I try to find the terim, and there really are few and far in between to find a solution to invite a non-Jew for a meal. I mean, we learned yesterday, Aruch HaShulchan said, he said, what is the heter? The heter is, you don't invite the goy until after you've done all the cooking. I cook, I'm cooking for myself. And then after I finish the cooking, now first I go to the goy and I invite the goy to come. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the heter. But then he goes on to say it's a very shvach heter, because if you know in advance that you're going to invite the goy after you finish cooking, so that's ki'ilu, you already invited the goy, and then you're really cooking for him. So that's a very weak heter, and the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like that heter. He basically rejects it. The other solution I saw is that when a goy comes, you don't serve him. He goes into the kitchen, takes himself. You tell the guy, I'm not allowed to serve you. You have to serve. I mean, how's that going to play out, right? How is that going to play out? You take the food yourself. I'm not serving you. All right. There are some creative ideas people come up with, but whatever. All these ideas really are very, very weak. So what you do is you have to invite a guy.
You can make the buffet.
What?
Make a buffet.
Yeah, that's like the solution. You make the buffet. Yeah. You make a buffet, yeah, that's seemingly what it's about. He's saying, great, that's for you. I'm not going to be served. We're all going to go to the buffet and take whatever you want. That way you're not cooking for him. You're not eating with the food was made for me. And I'm not inviting you special to serve you a special portion of food. You're just taking yourself. Okay, that's what the heter is. If you can do that, if that works for you. So in the Chanan, you have to have Yayin Mavushal. Absolutely, that's a separate issue. Shabbos. Now this limitation is only Yom Tov. You want to invite a guy, you invite him on Shabbos. Shabbos, there is no problem whatsoever. Because Shabbos, you can't cook for yourself, so there's no concern you'll cook for the guy. Shabbos, you can invite. But Yayin Nesach, you have to have wine that is Mavushal. If it's the wine that's not Mavushal, the guy charges you, you're in a lot of trouble. And for the same matter, even a Jew, there's also a Shabbos, a Jew that's not religious, that also if he touches the Yayin, it also becomes non-kosher. What about inviting a non-religious Jew, that you're allowed to do? You're allowed to invite non-religious Jews on Yom Tov. The only prohibition is inviting goyim, because it says lochem. A Jew is a Jew. Okay, so Cardinal O'Connor you couldn't invite because he was Jewish. His mother was Jewish, right? So his mother was Jewish, so he's Jewish, and he could invite to come to Yisuda, Sudas Yom Tov. But a real guy cannot come on Yom Tov. So let's see, now he talks about animals. Now, same exact show. What about feeding animals on Yom Tov? Also, la'efos l'vasho b'shul behema. You have some very, very pampered animals. They only cooked foods. Only cooked foods. So you're not allowed to go bake and cook for your animal. The Yom Tov, the Chassidut says lochem, v'lolabim, the same Josh, only for you, not for animals. The Kain, Pasuk, Arif, Arambam, Arash, V'atur, V'ashulchan, V'ashulchan Aruch. V'roi, V'apoisk, V'lchidit, for Av Sheyesh, She'pasuk, Kiman, D'mati, B'gemara. There are those that are lenient. They want to say that your animals is an extension of yourself. No, Ein Lachim, we don't pass like that. V'lchidit, for Yesh, L'zor, L'anosh, L'hanoshim, Shelo, Yechamu, Chamin, B'yom Tov, B'shvil, HaBehema. Therefore, women who do not know this halacha have to be warned not to heat up hot water for an animal. I don't know, what do you serve dogs? You have dog food. Do you ever prepare dishes for, anyone have a dog here? Do you ever go and serve warm up food for a dog?
Well,
for a cat? So. You do?
Well, but
rarely. Rarely. Right. What would you serve them?
You make eggs or something.
You make eggs for a dog.
Right.
So that would be forbidden.
Sunny side up or...
Okay, that will be forbidden.
What?
That will be forbidden on Yom Tov. Okay, therefore, Yesh Zor LaHanoshim Shelo Yicham Ucham B'Yom Tov B'Shul Abayim Ma'od Nisporetz Iser Zeh B'Bnei Ha'eder Yidiyasan Kimo Shereinu V'Shamanu. He says that many people do not know this halacha. This halacha has been breached, and women are warming up food for animals right and left. And center also. What?
People do whatever. There's a piece of meat and someone always wants to feed the dog or something.
But that was for you. If you have the piece, it was for you. Right. It was for you when it's leftovers. You can certainly give it to the dog.
Right.
But to go and prepare meat right. for the dog, that is categorically also. And he says, many people do not know it's halacha and make this mistake. Therefore, they have to be warned. And therefore, you have to warn people who are in the kitchen to know that you're not allowed to go warm up food for an animal. What can you do? The solution is you make for yourself. You can warm up water to clean. You're allowed to clean your utensils on Yom Tov. So you can warm up water for a permissible purpose. For example, for cleaning the utensils. Then the leftover water, from the leftover water you can give the animals. Same exact thing we had before when it comes to your servants. You're allowed to put more meat into the pot. As long as you do not make a special pot for the meat animals. But if you add more meat into the pot that you're going to serve yourself, you're going to eat yourself, so therefore the extra meat is going to enhance the flavor of your food, so therefore the leftover you can give to the animal. We learned that before, within one pot itself, there is no limit to how much meat you can put in the pot. When it comes to your servants, and when it comes to your animals, but not when it comes to a non-Jew. When it comes to a non-Jew, the gezeirah remains in play. Shema yarbe b'shvilan. Only in a situation where you have absolutely no choice, mishum eva, or because of other issues, then you come onto the head to that. You're putting the same meat into your own pot. You're not doing more for them special. One more halacha. Hashem shasal levav b'levashel b'shvil behema k'moy kein asal letalpel b'shvila derech rishus harabim. You're not allowed to transport. If you run out of food, I run out of dog food. So my neighbor has a nice supply. I go across the street, go across the Rishus Harabim Doraisa to get some extra food for my animal, for my friend. It's Osir. You're not allowed to Chutra. Mitoch Shutra L'tzeh Chutra only applies to human beings, for yourself, not for Goyim. We learned this yesterday. And now it comes to animals, you're not allowed to carry in the street. Avol der Carmelis, Mutter, he says. If you want to go carry the food in the Carmelis, only midrabon, and you are allowed to carry on Yom Tov. The loy machmirin behoitzah drabon came in the Yom Tov chutra hoitzah legamri k'masha kosav kam upon him. So therefore, if it comes to go and carry in a rishus in a carmelis, he says that you're allowed to carry in the. We learn this by a goy. Also, you're allowed to carry. So in Brooklyn, if you hold that Brooklyn is a rishus harabim doiraisa, then you can't do this. If you hold that it's not a rishus harabim doiraisa, then you could do this. V'chein also legabel hamursa le'oifah is you're allowed to knead the morsa on the brand for birds, ki im al yidei shinui, only in an unusual way. Aval mutter letaltol mezonas v'litin lefneihem sharikam b'shabbos gam b'shabbos mutter loisam shemizonosan olecha. You're allowed to prepare the food for the animals in an unusual way, like you can do for people also. And you're allowed to touch the food, because even on Shabbos, if you have animals and you have a responsibility to feed them, you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. So certainly on Yom Tov, if the food is not fit for consumption for the animals, then you're not allowed to touch the food. The food is muksa. Even though you can make the food roy, if you have the food right now is not fit for consumption, but I can do something to it to make it fit for consumption. Aser. The food has to be fit for consumption the way it is right now. Even if they can eat it, it's still called muksa. Even if the food can be eaten by the animals, it's still muksa. You cannot feed it to them. Don't ask me a question. When it comes to muksa, muksa only mid the rabbanon. So why are you being so machmir and not allowing me to be metaltal muksa for my animals when you allow me to carry in a carmelis on Shabbat, on Yom Tov for my animals? And carrying in a carmelis on Yom Tov is a midrabanan. And yet you're allowing me to carry there for the purpose of feeding my animals. Yet when it comes to muksa, which is also an isa midrabanan, you're not allowing me to be metaltal thing with his muksa and prepare it and make it in fit for consumption for my animals. So what's the difference? The answer is the laws of haitsa are more relaxed than the laws of muksa. The laws of haitsa on Yom Tov me'ikra din amutu legamri, completely mutter, we're only machmer a little bit when it comes to things that are not letzarech eichel nefesh. So therefore, over here you have a need for the animals. Chazal lifted any restriction. But when it comes to muksa, Chazal did not step in to be mekel at all. Okay, this concludes the halachas. Anytime you have the shayla, I don't really know of a heterim. It's very hard to find a heterim. Like you said, you have a buffet. You have a buffet in the kitchen. You invite a guy. A guy comes to your meal. You cook all the food in advance. Just don't serve him. And it's going to be bizarre. Why are you being served and not the non-Jew? So you tell them this buffet style. Okay, so everyone is going to go into the kitchen. We're going to put out some big pots. And everyone's going to take the food themselves. They put on the table also. You put on the table a big tray of food. And everyone takes off the tray. You're not actually serving him the food. He's taking the food himself. That definitely takes down the prohibition a notch. That's not a lechatchila, of course. We're only dealing in situations when you have no choice. Okay, Mishum Eva, you have a married couple. One is a Jew, one is a non-Jew. You have to invite the couple for whatever reason, and then they have a spouse, or even a non-Jew. You have no choice. You have to invite the non-Jew. Mishum Eva, okay, you have no choice, but the food must be prepared before Yom Tov. Make no mistake about that. Don't start doing any bishul, doing any malacha deraisa, any malacha of bishul for a guy, anything extra. It has to be done before Yom Tov. And whatever you're doing on Yom Tov, let's have to warm it up. So you're warming it up for yourself. And then happens to be there's some extra pieces in the meat inside. Okay. And then don't serve it. Don't put it in front of him. Let him take the food by yourself. And that may require everyone in the family to take the food by themselves. That seemingly is part of the lenient approaches to dealing with a situation that is not ideal. Okay, other solutions? Like we said, don't invite him. Maybe don't invite him until the table is already set. The food's already set. To take down the prohibition a couple of notches. I don't have any clarity in this. You have to obviously ask a shayla. Every situation is different. You find out what exactly to do when the situation arises. Okay, now, I went through all the laws of Yom Tov. I looked through all the simon very, very carefully. I think we've really gone through everything that's Nogei Halacha L'Maaseh. There's a lot more, but a lot of the things are dealing with food preparation, which is not really relevant for us. Bizman Hazel, a lot of very, very, very detailed technical issues of food preparation. And again, everything that was Nogea for us, Halacha L'Maaseh, of Havara, and Kibuy, Hoitzah, a select and assortment of Halachas B'Nogea, Yom Tov, I think we've gone through. And Baruch Hashem, we finished what's related to us. And if I want for Yom Tov, I'm trying to figure what we can learn instead of, before going back to Yoredeya, what can we learn for Yom Tov? So over here I found